Hello and welcome to the Bingeables podcast, a podcast for geeky TV junkies where we watch TV shows you just have to binge on. We're your hosts, Chinlin
and Sunny
and Brandy.
Woo! Welcome, ladies. Welcome, Sunny and Brandy, to the Bingeables podcast. I'm so happy to have you guys here today.
Thank you for having us.
Happy to be here for sure.
So before we get started on introducing the show, I usually like to have the guests introduce themselves and talk about themselves a little bit so our audience can get to know you and your podcasts as well. So would you like to introduce yourself and your podcast? You're welcome to share your social media handles and talk about some of your favorite shows or movies.
Okay.
Do you want to go first?
Okay. So I'm Brandy Fleeks, and obviously half of the Book of Lies podcast.
Yes, she is.
And I can be found on Twitter at Fleeks Brandy, and it's Brandy with an I. Mm-hmm. And also on Instagram at _unicornproblems_.
That is a great handle for Instagram.
She snatched it up before anyone else could.
Well, there was somebody that was already just unicorn problem, so I had to put underscores.
Any favorite shows or movies?
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Well,
I have too many to mention.
Any recent ones you like?
Recent ones. I actually just started getting back into watching. I mean, I already watched it, you know, once, but I just started binging on Grimm because.
Oh, I remember that. That was on NBC a while ago.
Yeah. And so I was like, you know what? I'm in the mood for some creepy shit. I'm going to watch Grimm. So that's what I did.
Right on.
And that's what I'm doing.
I watched most of season one when it was airing, and then I don't know what happened. I just stopped watching. But is it on Hulu or Netflix?
Oh, it's on Amazon.
Okay, so I can search for it on Prime Video.
Yeah, I was gonna watch Midnight Texas, but there was only two seasons of it, and I, you know, it went off air, what, last year or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, whatever, I'll just watch Grimm instead.
I liked Midnight Texas, but I think season one was okay. I wasn't super interested in season two, so I stopped at season one.
Yeah, season two was,
it was weird. It was when they came in with the hotel and he was, like, healing people. Or something like that, right? And then, like, she walked in, and it was that, anyway.
Yeah, it was basically just a way to end the show, but then they left it on a cliffhanger, so, like, if they decided to make a season three, they could pick it up, but it's just, like, season two wasn't as good as season one. I mean, yeah, season one for sure.
Wasn't there only one season, or was there
two seasons?
Seasons.
Okay.
Well, I'm Sunny Hepburn, and I'm the other half of Book of Lies podcast. Obvi. You can actually find us on Twitter at Book of Lies Pod, on Instagram and Facebook at Book of Lies Podcast, or you guys can go to our website at www.bookofliespodcast.com, where all of our stuff is there. You can connect with us that way if you want to, but in regards to myself, right now I am binging The Housewives of Beverly Hills and The Housewives of New York. I'm watching it like on the E app or whatever. So I was feeling really down about what was going on in this, you know, in the world. And I was like, I just need something to take my mind off of this. So why not look at these crazy ladies and watch them ruin each other? It's they're terrible.
They drink too much. Well, the New York chicks drink way too much.
Well,
specifically a couple of them that I'm not going to name.
Sonia Morgan. Dorinda, oh yeah, Dorinda gets sloppy.
She's gross.
She gets so I like Dorinda, but she just gets so sloppy, and it's just like, girl,
I don't like her this season. She's a bully.
Zip it up a little bit.
She's been bullying Tinsley, and I don't like it.
I just started watching this season, so. Anyway. Sorry about that.
Oh, no. I asked y'all the question. I guess for me, I haven't been binging on much lately, aside from the show we're about to talk about. Actually, what I have been doing that's been eating up a lot of my time is I've been playing this video game called Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Everybody loves Animal Crossing, unless they don't like Animal Crossing.
So I was never a gamer. Like, I played Pokemon Go on my phone, and I was playing it for a really, really long time. And then occasionally I'll play, like, Mario Kart with my friends, and Tetris I'll play. I really enjoy that. It's really therapeutic. But Animal Crossing is the first game I've played over 200 hours of. I've been playing for like 3 weeks straight.
Oh my god.
That's so funny.
It's so cute and addicting and fun.
Are you a time traveler?
No, I don't want to do that. Although I kind of wish I was, because I missed out on the April stuff. So in April, they had cherry blossoms and Easter specials. So I missed out on that because I started like middle of May.
Oh.
That's hilarious. I've never, like, I have no interest at all in Animal Crossing. I don't even know what it looks like.
Well, it's one fewer thing that eats up hours and hours of your day.
Pretty much, right? Something to kind of take your mind off of what's going on. So that's cool.
But okay, we are here to talk about the anime series, Beastars. The anime released on Netflix a few months ago, back on March 13th, 2020. And the Studio Orange from Japan created the anime, and it is actually already set to have season 2 release next year in 2021. And this is actually the first time when I say we, I really mean me, because Isaac doesn't pick the shows. I pick the shows, and he either likes it or has to watch it, and then I drag him along with me, basically.
All right, along for the ride.
Mm-hmm. But this is the first anime that I've picked to talk about for the podcast, because I grew up watching anime, and for the longest time, I stopped watching anime because I got into other things, and now I'm, like, kind of going back into that anime rabbit hole. There's just so many I want to watch, and this was one I watched recently that I thought would be really good to touch on, or to talk about, and I'm glad you guys are joining me for this discussion.
Awesome. Well, thank you for inviting us. We're very excited. This is our first anime also, so we can't wait.
Wait, what?
It's not the first anime. First anime that we're discussing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
On a podcast.
I'm like, I've seen plenty of anime.
I've seen plenty of anime. Don't talk to me like that.
Oh, well, since we were talking about anime, what was your first anime that you ever watched?
Honestly, like, that I actually paid attention to was Naruto.
Okay.
Mine was, I don't even remember what it was called. This came out, like, in the 90s back then. And it was, like, on late night. I don't even think it was, like, Sci-Fi Network. It was something where the characters were named Eiko, Biko, and Seiko. But I don't remember what it was called.
Maybe someone will know.
They were, like, in space. And, like, they had pink and blue hair, of course. And then there was Seiko, who was a little kid who somehow was, like, on this ship. And she was, I guess, related to Akon, because it was really weird, and it was in the 90s, and I can't remember the details about, except for that part.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know either, but maybe we can do research later and figure it out.
Yeah.
This is our spoiler-free preview episode where we give an overview of the series and we think geeks should watch it.
So to start off, since we've all watched anime, how did you watch Beastars? Because for me, I usually like to watch with the original Japanese audio and then I'll just read the subtitles.
Oh, yeah, no, I totally went with the dub. But the funny thing is, like, I like to leave the subtitles on, too. And I couldn't watch it with, like, the English subtitles on and the English dub because there was such a disconnect between what was actually typed there in the subtitle versus what they were saying. So, like, you know, through the production process, they have to present different things to, you know, the studios and the OTTs or whatever, and like their DCP, and they give it to them at different times. And I think that, you know, they sent the subtitles way before they even did the recording for the audio because there was a little bit of a disconnect, but I did watch the dub version.
Do you think people actually know what DCP means?
No, but if they do, they know what I'm talking about.
Brandy, did you also watch it in English dubbed?
Yeah, I just watched it in English. I don't watch shows with subtitles on unless they're in another language. And since I just clicked play, they were speaking English, and that's just what happened.
Oh, okay. I didn't know there was a default thing to it, because I thought the regular Japanese was the default. But I actually grew up watching anime in the English dub, so I completely understand not wanting to read the subtitles. I don't think I got into the subtitles until like college, where I wanted to just try it out.
Yeah, I had to do the subtitles when I was trying to watch Naruto. Like, I started binging it, and you know, certain seasons were English dubbed, and then like the newer seasons was subtitled, you know, Japanese to English. So I enjoyed it, but like when you're just laying in bed and you want to just have something on, you can't watch anime that's, you know, subtitled because mm-hmm. you'll fall asleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'll miss it.
I feel like when there are subtitles, I'm reading instead of watching a movie. So I'm like, I want to see everything that's happening. I don't want to be focusing on words. So I tend not to, unless it is in a foreign language and there's no English version, then I will watch it with the subtitles. Otherwise,
if you're going to give it to me in English, I'm going to digest it in English. Yeah.
Oh no, I completely understand. Brandy, would you like to read the official synopsis of the anime?
In a world populated by anthropomorphic animals, herbivores and carnivores coexist with each other. For the adolescents of Cherryton Academy, school life is filled with hope, romance, distrust, and uneasiness.
I think it does a pretty good job. I think I just pulled this from Netflix itself.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and it doesn't, like, give away anything with the characters. So this part of the spoiler-free episode is where I'll talk a little bit more about the background of the anime, before we dive into why we think other, people should watch the anime. So I'll just go over a little bit about the studio and the manga, and, a little bit of the terminology. So Beastars is, created by Studio Orange. They're based in Tokyo, Japan, and they were actually founded in 2004, so they've been around for 16 years at this point. And they're known for their 3D and directing style, which differs from traditional movement often found in CG works. But yeah, they've done a few things. I wasn't familiar with anything else that they made, so Beastars is like the one thing that made me be familiar with Studio Orange. It's based on the manga written by author Paru Itagaki. And they're actually still making more manga volumes. So I actually bought the first three, and I still need to finish reading the first one. I don't read as much anymore, so I'm really slow at reading, even with manga. So I'm almost done with the first one, and it's really good and pretty close to the anime, so they did a good job adapting the anime. I think they're coming out with, like, volume 7 or 8, so there's lots more material that we'll see in season 2 next year.
Interesting.
People are probably wondering, okay, Beastars, that's a weird name for an anime. The term Beastars is canon to the show. So basically it just means a Beastar is a title that is awarded to the animal that manages to stand out in society and unite them despite differences between species. So they're kind of like that, I guess, student council president, but it goes beyond student council, if my analogy makes sense.
I follow you.
Yeah. We can now move on to why we think other geeks should watch this anime. And I can go first, or Sunny or Brandy, one of you could go first, doesn't matter.
Okay, so why do we think other geeks should be watching Beastars? I mean, honestly, it was interesting. I thought it was funny that, you know, these guys are like in the drama club, and they're having all kinds of drama in the drama club. All these animals are, you know, trying to survive high school, I guess. But then the drama in drama club. And it was just funny to me. It was entertaining. So I think, like, for a certain group of people that are kind of interested in, like, the high school, private school situations and, you know, the things that arise, it kept me interested. But, you know, I don't know. Watch it.
I don't know.
Watch it. Binge it.
I don't know.
Watch it for yourself. It's interesting.
I feel like it's not something that I would have sought out on my own, but I feel like there are actually elements that I can identify with in the show. And I feel like, you know, if you're one of those people that are introspective and you can see, you know, how a show ties into real life, then you'll probably, you know, find some thread to attach yourself to while you're watching. Because I was like, at first I was just like, what is going on? And then I got into it because the first episode, like the first few minutes of the episode was one of those things where I was just like, okay, I could really just turn this off right now.
Oh, no.
But I kept watching. And then I was like, okay, you know, so I did find a part of it that resonated with me and it kept me interested. So, you know, I would be interested in watching season 2.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not one of those, okay, I watched season 1, I'm done. So I think, you know, even if you're not an anime person, maybe perhaps this, you know, you can find something interesting about the show to watch.
Yeah.
Well, that's really good to hear. I wasn't sure if like non-anime watchers would be into it. Because I think I would definitely recommend this for anime watchers. I feel like this anime is just underrated, so it's just not talked about enough, and that's a shame, which is one reason why I wanted to cover it on the podcast. And so my main reasons for why I think other geeks should watch this anime is that, think of Zootopia, but more PG-13 or rated R at some points.
There we go, rated R. Yeah, I was like, PG-13? Girl, what are you watching? We're watching different stuff.
Okay, rated R. it's like Zootopia, but more rated R. And Sunny said, it is based in a high school, so I feel like lots of animes are set in that high school setting because that's just the audience that they're going for.
Exactly.
But there's just so many things that like adults like us can find relatable in anime, and I think this one is one of those animes. And another thing, two more things I also liked before we wrap up is I think the world of Beastars is really well thought out, and the characters are super relatable. The main character is kind of like introverted, and I am also introverted, so I can like sympathize with his situations, like social situations that he goes through. And I really like the theme song. Like, I try not to skip it unless I'm like in a hurry and wanting to do something else after I watch, but the opening theme is really nice. It puts you in like a good mood.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved the theme song, and the whole opening, everything. It kind of reminds me a little bit of La La Land, actually, when they're, you know, it's like, don't, the beat, it's like, boom, 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 boom. I don't know how to do it, but, and then it just opens up to just like jazz. And then they're dancing, jazz hands and stuff. It reminded me of La La Land. I was like, okay.
I thought it was funny because I'm like, this right here, this opening vignette that's going on has absolutely nothing to do with what's actually happening on the show. Like, they're tricking you. You're thinking you're gonna get this like great upbeat show, and then you're like, damn, okay, that's very, you know, there's a disconnect.
There's a disconnect here.
Like, you're all happy and shit, but then like here you're like, yeah, getting all dark. No, this is not, this doesn't.
The dark part's in the beginning when he's like, when he's stalking.
I mean, I like it and everything. I'm just like, this does not match what's actually happening on the show.
There are those like dark undertones in the opening, just a little bit to like hint at it. One more thing I wanted to say to let our audience know before they start watching Beastars. This is really important. For episode 9, there's only 12 episodes, so it's towards the end. But I would say there's definitely a trigger warning for episode 9. This, like, Netflix doesn't tell you this, but I think for some people, like, they should be warned that there's something that's going to happen in episode 9 that may trigger.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy as hell.
Oh, it's so creepy. Oh, man.
What is going
on? This is wrong.
It's like one of those things where you're just like, I wasn't ready for that.
I know, right? Oh, jeez.
Like, you didn't prepare me at all.
It came from nowhere. It was just like a straight left turn into the wrong neighborhood. Just like, where did this come from?
Yeah.
Oh, well. It's anime.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's like one of those things where you're invited to somebody's house and you're expecting it to be like this, you know, this fun event, but then like shit, it turns into like a fucking Ouija board seance kind of shit. Like, you're not ready for, you know, you're not going in expecting what's actually about to happen. It's weird.
Oh, but yeah, we'll cover all of that in the spoiler episode. So listeners, stick around for that. And thank you again, Sunny and Brandy, for coming on for our spoiler-free episode. Feel free to share your social media handles again so listeners can find you.
Yeah, so if you want to listen to Brandy and us talk about fraud, you can check out our podcast, Book of Lies Podcast, on Instagram, Book of Lies Pod on Twitter, and Book of Lies Podcast on Facebook.
And visit us online at www.bookofliespodcast.com.
Woo! All right, until next time.
Thanks for listening to the Bingeables podcast.
Leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you enjoy listening to our podcast, please consider giving us your support on Patreon for as little as $1 a month. Just visit us on patreon.com/bingeablespod. That's patreon.com/bingeablespod.
You can connect with us on Twitter at bingeablespod, or you can email us at bingeablespod@gmail.com.
Until next time.
The Bingeables Podcast is produced by patron Raymond G.
And the music you're listening to is Shaving Mirror by Kevin McLeod.